The next part of John is, there came a man sent from God. He came as a witness. His name was John. So the fact that it specifically states that John came from God shows us that he was living a life in the presence of the Lord, and was from the presence of the Lord sent out. And any true sending will have its same origin, the presence of the Lord. Any sending that is not from the presence is not legitimate. It doesn't have any bearing, or it doesn't have any kind of reality before God. It's not true. So true sending comes from the presence. And John, living life in the presence of God, received a sending from the Lord. The next thing that it says there is that he came as a witness. So this shows us what witnesses are. If someone wants to give a definition to witnesses, it is this: living life in the presence of the Lord and coming forth from the presence of the Lord. God's plan was never to win the world through witnessing, but rather witnesses. There's a total difference. A witness is one who comes forth from the presence of God. There came a man, his name was John, sent from God, and he came as a witness. The wonderful thing about a witness is personal experience. I remember one time I was coming out of the airport, out of the airplane, and there was no windows where I was, and this guy was on the phone with someone, and he says, it's raining outside. So apparently the person on the phone told him that it was raining outside, and he felt like he wanted to tell me, though we did not know each other. And when he said that, I thought that was interesting, that it might be raining outside, but there was no evidence to it. It was just what someone had told him, and then he told me. But when I got to the baggage claim, a man came running in from outside, and he was dripping, soaking wet. He did not need to tell me that it was raining, because on his body, he bore the substance of his own testimony. And this, to me, is a good way to describe the difference between witnessing and witnesses. Witnessing would be, this is what someone has told me. Here's some information. Here's some facts to present to you a case for God. That's witnessing. But witnesses are those who are dripping with the substance of their testimony, coming forth from him whom they are proclaiming, dripping with his own person. You remember when the angel came to Mary, he said, I am Gabriel who stands in the presence of God. This was his life, remaining still, standing in the presence. And from there, he came with the word of the Lord to Mary. And here is the invitation of God to you and to me, to spend time in his presence, to live our lives walking, aware, and attentive to the sweet, glorious, wonderful presence of the Lord, so that from there will come the dripping with the substance of our testimony, filled with his Spirit, that we might proclaim him, even as John shows us that he did. So be encouraged today for this, to live life looking to the Lamb, standing, remaining in his presence, knowing that from there you will receive all that you need. Let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can look it up on YouTube, Eric Gilmore. Also, our website is sonship-international.org. You can check out the School of His Presence. And God bless you guys.